Several years ago, our downtown embarked on a strategic action plan, and one thing on our wish list was a new downtown venue. And we've worked and worked on this, and tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m., we are going to cut the ribbon for Hodgetown, our new multi-purpose venue in downtown Amarillo. It seats 7,000. The anchor tenant is our Sod Poodle team, Major League Baseball, coming back to Amarillo.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, Major League Baseball.
Sod Poodle.
Sod Poodle, coming back to Amarillo. And this literally is going to put us on the map. We've already received national publicity. Everybody wants to know, what the heck is a Sod Poodle? And it's gone viral. And it couldn't be more exciting, because our mission at Center City is to bring people downtown and make downtown better for everybody. And this is going to give 7,000 people 70 home games, and the traffic for our downtown dining district, our restaurants, our downtown retail and businesses is going to be exponential.
So the Sod Poodles, obviously, are going to be, they're like a feeder team for the San Diego Padres?
That's right. And they're a AA team. So we expect to see a lot of great talent in baseball coming up through that farm team system.
And as for tickets, last time I checked, they're pretty darn sold out right
for
now.
For opening night, it's going to be almost impossible. But, you know, we have 70 home games, and starting Monday with opening night, there's a home stand and there's still individual tickets left. So, you know, I would say go to the Sod Poodle website, look for it. You want to be part of the excitement. And for Center City, we want to be part of the history, because this is the most historic thing to happen in our downtown in decades.
And now tell us a little bit about the name, the Hodgetown. Where did that come from?
You know, Jerry Hodge, former mayor Jerry Hodge, has just been a civic leader. And with Alex Fairley, Jerry Hodge and Alex Fairley really brought Major League Baseball here. We had hoped to get a team. We were thinking maybe an independent league or something like that. And to get a farm team of Major League Baseball puts us in a whole different category. And we couldn't be more excited. And so naming it Hodgetown is perfect, because that's the reason it's here.
That's going to be very exciting. And to know that folks are going to really hear more about Sod Poodles.
They are. And, you know, the great thing is, you and I talk a lot about venues, and we've called it a multi-purpose venue, and people said, oh, it's a baseball stadium. But already there's a huge Easter service planned for Easter Sunday. Already there are different events. They have facilities for parties and reunions, and they designed it so we can have concerts. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, baseball is the anchor tenant, but there's going to be so much more. And that downtown venue is going to make a difference all year round in our downtown.
So what is the, is that going to be by far the largest venue that we have? What's the seating capacity of the other ones?
You know, I think the Coliseum in certain configurations can seat more, but for an outdoor venue like that, and brand new, beautiful facilities, fabulous catering. I mean, the hospitality is going to be over the top, and people are going to be so proud to have that in their downtown.
That's awesome. All right, so ribbon cutting is tomorrow, you said, at 1 p.m. Central.
1 p.m., and it's going to be so exciting, and just a way to celebrate our Sod Poodles in Hodgetown.
And when's opening day?
Opening day is Monday, April 8th.
Wow.
Play ball.
Play ball. Okay, I'm going to have to find some baseball music. The summer is kind of coming. I kind of feel like spring is going. What does Center City have cooking? Just a little
you know,
teaser.
pardon me. This will be our 25th big year for High Noon on the Square. I can't believe it's 25 years. But we have free concerts every Wednesday on the lawn of Potter County Historical Courthouse. Music is free. Lunch is only $8. Come out, be with your friends, and enjoy one of the most historic spaces in our downtown. We also launch Amarillo Community Market, our fourth season, on June 1. This year, we anticipate 150 vendors, and everything is homegrown, home-cooked, home-baked, or locally created by our great artists.
That's wonderful. So what about Downtown on the Square? Do we know some of the bands?
High Noon on the Square. We have many of our favorites.
Square.
It's going to be fabulous. Kicking off, Ed Montana and the Coors Cowboy Club are favorites. We couldn't do it without Andy Chase. Couldn't do it without Pat Swindell. Dust Jackets. We have Lone Star Ballet. We will have the Summer Youth Musical this year. And, you know, it's just a great community thing for people, and the Musical Drama Texas, great community thing for people to come out, see their friends, and have some free entertainment in the great outdoors.
And eat a burrito on a blanket.
Exactly. Bring your blanket.
When are we going to go get our sod poodle tattoos?
Oh, I know. It's coming. I've got my jersey. I've got my hat.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this. Folks, the ribbon cutting is Thursday. That's tomorrow at 1 p.m. If you're in the Amarillo area, come check it out. And opening day is Monday. I'm so excited about sod poodles.
Play ball.
All right, let's play some center field. Here's John Fogerty on High Plains Morning.